Police in St. Louis started installing video surveillance cameras this month to help them keep an eye on downtown crime. San Francisco is talking about adding more cameras, too. They're looking to Chicago as an example. That city has 560 cameras at various locations and is planning to install 100 more. And as NPR's David Shaper reports, Chicago is getting closer to ushering in smart surveillance cameras. They're supposed to warn authorities of suspicious activity.
I'm standing beneath one of those cameras on Kimball Avenue on Chicago's northwest side, and this camera is strategically located between Roosevelt High School on one side of the street and a CTA train station on the other side of the street. Now, the camera has a wireless antenna attached to transmit video images from this spot to the nearest police station and to the city's Emergency Management Communication Center downtown, where it's likely someone is watching me right now. But the fact that someone is assigned to watch all of these video feeds is one of the system's limitations.
First of all, the monotony of sitting in front of a screen and focusing your attention.
IBM's Roger Rahayam is working with the city of Chicago to improve its video surveillance system.
They have done studies and shown that even the most attentive people cannot remain focused enough to the point where after a certain amount of time, an event could go right before you and you can't miss it.
Rahayam says that's where the use of intelligent cameras comes in.
For example, if you have a camera viewing a street corner that's sensitive and you want to know if someone's loitering on that street corner or abandons a package on that street corner, the camera can alert the authorities of that event.
Rahayam says cameras can be programmed to alert authorities to just about any activity deemed suspicious, such as a person or vehicle entering an area that is supposed to be off limits, a truck circling the Sears Tower too many times, a boat on the Chicago River that goes under a bridge but doesn't emerge on the other side. Rahayam says smart cameras using analytic software can identify vehicles of certain colors, models, and makes. And he says if positioned right, the cameras can read license plates or even recognize faces.
Analytics could actually start building a story for you and start building trends for you so that you can say there are patterns around the city that are of concern.
Rahayam says those patterns can be as mundane as traffic disruptions and as urgent as people running away from a shooting or an explosion. The alerts these smart cameras broadcast require human review to decide if it's something worth further investigation or immediate response. And one of the keys to using the technology, Rahayam says, is recognizing its limits. The system is only as good as the sharpness and clarity of the pictures. And as far as the technology has come in recent years, picture quality still can be dicey. The American Civil Liberties Union says it doesn't oppose the use of surveillance cameras in public places per se, but a spokesman says he does worry about how smart cameras are used so as not to lead to racial profiling or unwarranted stops and searches. Jonathan Schachter, a public policy lecturer at Northwestern University, says there's little evidence thus far showing that security cameras really prevent crime or terrorist acts, but he says that doesn't mean police departments shouldn't use the technology if they can.
If we have technology that can help us identify abandoned objects or suspicious behavior, I think that's terrific. The problem is cameras, both in the anti-crime and the anti-terrorism role, tend to be oversold in terms of their capabilities.
And Chicago officials say they're not completely sold yet on the smart surveillance technology. They say visual and audio advancements like gunshot recognition just haven't been perfected enough yet to justify the cost of installing smart surveillance cameras citywide. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.